This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise Biz Bytes, and I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
I'm Arvind Viraj.
So we started off today with a story about how Nasir Razak will end nearly three decades at CIMB, saying he will be stepping down at the end of the year, relinquishing all duties. We asked you guys to kind of give us some feedback, and we kind of expected some of it would have been related to the alleged actions of his brother, but we're kind of trying to keep it, a little bit more, on the straight and narrow, shall I say.
Leadership-centric.
Some people have said, this is on Instagram from Ali Fish, who says, when people start to doubt the institution because of a decision you made, and I think that kind of covers both bases of what we were trying to talk about, right? Chris, what have we got on Twitter?
On Twitter here, we've got Kanger, I think, who says, number one, you know that you have to step down as leader, number one, when you've done and achieved your target, and number two, when you're out of depth, which I think is fair, you know.
I mean, if you've been there nearly 29, 30 years and you haven't achieved your target, I don't know.
But
having said that, though, there are some CEOs in the US that have been there for 50 years and still they've achieved their target, but they just want to sit on it.
Keep sitting there. Yeah.
You can't really blame them for that. Anything on WhatsApp?
Yeah, there's a message from Kellen Tan on WhatsApp who says that time to leave is when company no longer needs your service and hints that you pursue further in your career. Lol.
Yeah, good points. Okay. Let us know if you have an opinion on this. When do you think is the right time to step down as a leader? How do you know when it is the right time to step down as a leader? Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio, which is interesting because now I have a story related to Instagram. So Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger, these are the co-founders of Instagram, of course, the photo sharing app. They've resigned and plan to leave the company in coming weeks, according to people with direct knowledge of the matter. This was breaking news as of yesterday. This exit will add to the challenges facing Instagram's parent company, Facebook. They were both the chief executive and the chief technical officer. They notified Instagram's leadership team and Facebook on Monday of their decision to leave, as said the people who spoke, on condition of anonymity. They didn't give a reason for their departure, according to the people, but they said they plan to take time off after leaving Instagram. Now, they've known each other since 2010, and that was when they kind of worked and transformed their project into Instagram. So the question is, it's raised a bunch of questions about Instagram's future at a time when Facebook faces its most sustained set of crises in its 14-year history. For much of the past 2 years, critics have railed against Facebook, and indeed so have we, for being careless with user data and for not preventing foreign interference across its network and more than 2 billion people. Now, Instagram has been one of the jewels of Facebook. They acquired Instagram in 2012 for $1 billion when the photo sharing site was used by around 30 million people. Since then, their reach has ballooned, and it has widely been seen as one of Facebook's most successful acquisitions. What do we think about this?
This looks like something that because Systrom wanted to sort of clean up the internet like a while ago. Like, I think last year, like August or something, he had this really lengthy piece on Wired where he said that he wants to use Instagram to sort of clean up the internet of all its toxic behavior and use the platform as something positive.
Yeah.
But now with all the stuff that's down on Facebook and all things that Facebook is going through, and since Facebook owns the company, I think this looks like one of those things where you're not able to do what you set out to do in the first place, and the product that you came out with is not achieving the goal that you wanted it to achieve, so you're stepping down to go do something else.
To kind of read between the lines there, you wanted to do something, Facebook is saying no, you've given them an ultimatum, they haven't met it, and so you've gone, okay, I quit.
No, I think Facebook is doing something directly opposite to what you wanted to do.
Right.
Because if he was serious about this, like he wanted to go out there and make like comments clean, and he wanted Instagram to be this very positive platform for people to come on board and give, sort of help each other out. And Facebook's problems are going against that like 100%. They have privacy issues. They're using people's data to advertise or to, and allegedly leak it out to other advertisers and, data companies and stuff. So it goes against what these two, or at least Systrom, set out to do in the first place. So it's not that the company is failing to do what he wanted to do. It's actually becoming his own worst enemy.
Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about this, right? I feel like if you're the founder of something so huge and you're stepping down now when there's nothing technically wrong or going badly for your company, I feel like maybe they're just bored. Because from what I can tell, you know, there's no statement saying that there's any problems with the way that they feel Facebook's treating Instagram or anything like that. They just want to do something new is what the statement says, right? So I'm not really sure about this. And I feel like in the hands of Facebook, especially now that there's not as much kind of maybe influence or not as much of an opinion from these co-founders now, I don't know what Instagram is going to become. That's what I'm worried
about. So, okay, if we kind of relate it back to the first question or the first story that we've spoken about, what if you are a CEO and you realize something arguably dodgy is happening within your company, you know, and you take that moral view that the only way that you can detach yourself from the direction that the company is moving in is to resign, right?
Yeah. This also sounds like that other thing that Google was doing. What is it that the employees signed that
when they were working alongside DARPA to develop technology for drones?
Yeah. They had Maven.
That's
Project Maven. So they had Project Maven. So this sounds like the same thing. Mm. If these two, like what Christine said, if these two were like the gatekeepers or the sort of people who are pushing back against what Facebook was trying to do with Instagram, and if they're leaving now, then what will Instagram become in the future?
To use a kind of analogy, right? Like in the Hunger Games, for example, right? You know, you don't go against the capital by just not participating in the Hunger Games. You've got to participate in the Hunger Games. You know what I mean? So, I just worry just because there's so, as we've mentioned, there's so many issues with Facebook and the way that they treat data. And Instagram is just this whole treasure trove of data they haven't yet gotten their hands on in a way.
I mean, you're right. It kind of leaves us in this position. I mean, as a Instagram user and whatever, if these guys do leave, we're kind of looking at these fellas as though these were like the last bastion of good behavior. Of Instagram, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what the angle that we're coming from, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like there's not really a sense of kind of, I guess, responsibility from them in terms of understanding what it means for everyone who uses this platform in them leaving. You know, the statement just says like, oh, we're planning on taking some time off to explore our curiosity and creativity again. We want to build new things. We want to understand what inspires us. But it's like, it's kind of not about you. You've created something that's so beyond you, you know, and to leave it now, especially in this time where, you know, the parent company of your company is being called into question over so many things, it doesn't feel like there's any sense of responsibility.
I'll give you an example of what he did. July 2016, so this was when Taylor Swift, she got into fights with Calvin Harris, Katy Perry and Kim Kardashian. What happened was that a lot of
sounds
fans,
like a normal week though.
Twitter it sounds like a normal week,
but on
Instagram. So what happened was fans of these other three, they would go to Swift's profile and sort of spam all her posts with snake emojis.
Yeah.
Because that was a thing like 2 years ago or something. So what Systrom did was he and his team, they went into the system and they built a filter that would automatically delete specific words and emojis from users' feeds. So Swift's snakes became sort of disappeared or they were removed from the system automatically. So hers was their first test case. So that is what he wanted to do for the whole platform. And he cleaned it up along the way.
I see. So I do know that when they did sell Facebook to, when they sold Instagram to Facebook in 2012, the first thing that they did as partners were to take the entire staff on holiday to party in the Bahamas. So, you know, they've got the best interests of their staff at heart, at least at some point. We'll see. It's an interesting direction, though. I'd like to know, and I am a little bit concerned about the direction of Instagram after this, and you know, because they've kind of steered it in a right way. And they sold it to Facebook for whatever reasons. But if these two fellas are stepping down, it depends who they're going to put in place. Of course, as Roshan has just said, it's about that next step and where they're going to go with it, right?
Yeah, and let's be honest, like Facebook doesn't have, it has a clean interface, but its content is filthy.
Right.
Like if you know or if you don't know where to look, you'll find stuff that shouldn't be on any kind of internet platform, but Facebook has it. And they have very poor filters or way of like moderating these kinds of things. So if that sort of filter opens up for Instagram and they get sort of loose about their rules, then it could become like one of those, it could become Tumblr, essentially.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh, okay. Let's not go there. shall we?
All right. We have to take a short break. We've got music coming up in a sec from Jimmy Eat World with Sweetness, followed by Supergrass with All Right. But we did start off the show, of course, with the story about how Nazir Razak will be ending nearly three decades at CIMB, stepping down at the end of the year, relinquishing all of his positions. So the question we asked you guys was, you know, how do you know when it's time as a leader to step down and move on? You know, and what are some of the things that you'd have to take on board as well as a company when you know that the guy who's been in charge and has been steering you for the last 30 years almost is moving on? Let us know. Get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. It's time for a music break. When we get back, our story will be about Grab and Uber and some of the laws that Singapore are slapping, and some of the fines, in fact, that Singapore are slapping on these fellas. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.